are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Of genre tropes tell us that gore porn is not about logic, it's about the squirm factor. This is a line that a character in the film Dreamcatcher utters very early on, like in the first 10 minutes. And I went, oh, this is going to be one of those sort of educated horror films. It's like, oh, we know about the tropes of horror. We know about education. This is going to be a really gross out movie. Why was that line even in this movie? I'm really baffled.
It had to appeal to the scream crowd.
Yeah, but that was it. I'm putting out the theory right now that the director, writer of Dreamcatcher is actually one of those computer AIs where you just fed in the scripts of every horror film into it.
Oh my God, you stole the fucking word. Yeah, I finished watching this and I was like, this feels like a fucking algorithm made this. This is insane.
Exactly, except they put in a filter. Make sure it's got lots of EDM music in it.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Well, I shouldn't make fun of Jordan's speech defect. Anyway, so, this film is Dreamcatcher. It is directed, if you want to call it that, by Jacob Johnston, also written by Jacob Johnston. I don't know if you can tell, we were not crazy big fans of this movie that somehow got a wide distribution deal. I don't know how. Samuel Goldwyn Films picked this one up for distribution. I'm like, I think this alone should be argument for firing whoever is in charge at Samuel Goldwyn of film distribution and going, you don't understand what you're doing. Clearly, it's time to go somewhere else. Either that or Jacob Johnston has just got a lot of friends or relatives, I would suspect, in the industry. He said in a statement, I'm going to quote him from a bloody disgusting interview, "The inception of Dreamcatcher," yes, not the Stephen King movie, but this new one, "began with a love of classic literature, 90s ensemble horror, and a late night walk to my neighborhood Trader Joe's. Having known the producers for many years, when they called me with an opportunity to helm a music-based ensemble thriller that speaks to multi-generational film fans, I was floored. I found myself swallowed in a chorus of ideas. Did I want to go full slasher? What genre of music did I want to explore? How could I put my own spin on it? Then, while lost in this creative maelstrom, an epiphany spurred during an evening stroll. An EDM dance song ran randomly came on, and the pulsing, consistent bass, like a heartbeat, gave me the inspiration I needed to face the blank page." Okay, so far you're like, okay, I mean, it seems a little much, but all right. But here's where I immediately just went, okay, I'm out. I knew two specific things going into the writing process. Number one, I didn't want throwaway canon fodder characters. I went, wait, no, we're done. We're done.
Whoops.
I do not think those words mean what you think they mean.
you can't always get what you want, though.
Anyway, joining me on this review is my longtime horror buddy aficionado Adrian.
Hey.
Bradley Martin.
Hello.
And the lady Jordan.
This movie needed shit weasels.
You know, I never thought in a billion years I would say Stephen King's Dreamcatcher is better than another horror film, but it is indeed better than this version, which is not, once again, an adaptation of the Stephen King book. In fact, it's entirely baffling why it's even called Dreamcatcher, other than a weird sort of, oh, the director-writer just likes Dreamcatchers.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dreamcatcher props hanging around for no reason. You don't put that in the bathroom, guys. That goes over your bed.
Yeah, it felt like he went to an Indian reservation one time, probably to hook up with someone, and came away inspired. That's what I'm getting.
I go, if you don't think these are like disposable cannon fodder characters, I can only be like, you're living in LA for too long, because every single person in this film is a disposable cannon fodder character who from the very first moments of dialogue are set up as being thoroughly unlikable, despicable human beings who continue to double down on that throughout this movie, which always begs the question, then why should I give a fuck what happens to them? Okay, maybe there'll be some really great gore. Well, guess what? It's all like TV 25 years ago levels of gore.
Yeah.
Not much at all.
It's the knife puncture and noise. Blech.
Yeah, much less, quote, squirm factor. Yeah.
You got me.
Okay.
You know.
Or maybe there'll be really clever filmmaking, like really like great cinematography. No, I've been to raves that pretty much this was just filming live at. And a lot of this was pretty much just filmed live at a rave. The premise is a guy and a girl, they're best friends when we meet them. They're hanging out. They're watching a horror movie, and not even like a good one, like some totally bad Mystery Science Theater looking thing. And then her sister shows up out of nowhere. It's like, oh my God, I'm here out of nowhere. She's like, you're here out of nowhere. Where have you been? It's like, I'm back. And she's like, you know, I'm mad at you. Well, okay. She's like, hey, this is the guy. He's not my boyfriend, I swear, just my friend. But we are here with tickets to the best, most hard to get into EDM show in town. It's really exciting. You should come with us. We're going to go to this thing, Cataclysm, this underground music festival. The male character who's sitting here on the couch with her, I'm blanking on his name right now.
Oh, the nice guy.
Yeah, the nice guy. Zachary Gordon, I think is.
Probably Dylan, John, Alex.
Yeah.
Colton, maybe.
I got so much to fucking say about Jake.
Yeah, he is Jake. Yeah, he is like, Jake. I don't like parties. I don't like fun. Fun is no good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, stop being a little bitch and come with us. They literally have to bribe the guy to get him to go to like a huge exclusive underground show. I don't even really care that much about EDM, but I would have been like, yeah, I'm going. Fuck, that sounds exciting. So they all go to the show, and then immediately, like the best friend, you know what? I just met DJ Dreamcatcher, rolls eyes audibly, who is like the big star of the show, and we're going to go hang out. So don't wait up. So she goes to go hang out with DJ Dreamcatcher, who immediately after a brief makeout session is like, come on, do some peyote with me. Which, of course, that's what you do, right? You're just going to miss the whole show. But okay. Peyote is not a go to a show drug, for the record, kids. It's a lie on the couch and face your biggest nightmares drug. So we go with it. She has this hallucinatory sequence of everyone in her life being horrible, like her screaming, and her friends are looking for her because it's been a while, and they bust in and she sits up and stabs herself in the neck. And they're like, what the fuck? And you're like, what is going on in this fucking movie? DJ Dreamcatcher's agent shows up, who's just immediately, she might as well be wearing a fucking placard around the neck saying, I am somehow the worst person here, and says, like, look, you guys are not going to tell the police about this because I could just edit the video footage, who is apparently unaware that that is really easy to tell that that's been done. But anyway, they're like, oh, okay. He's like, meet us here tomorrow and we'll pay you to keep your mouth shut. And everybody has mixed feelings about it, as you might imagine. But what this leads to is eventually getting to the next day, which is a house party at DJ Dreamcatcher's own house.
Dreamcast.
And more killing goes on. And there's a point in this film, gentlemen, where I went, if this whole thing isn't just a peyote dream, then, I mean, it's already dumb even being that, because it's just a waste of your time, but nothing could make this make sense. And I was right.
Yeah, this movie is...
You were right.
I really wish we would stop doing this. Like, it almost makes me wish, like, kind of want to see a studio film, like a big studio film, instead of a low-budget horror movie, because they're starting to not be that good. I feel like people saw Spree last year and thought, yes, let's make fun of influencers and young people culture of today. And then this movie and Shook recently, which landed on Shudder. Yeah, let's also make fun of influencers, but not have any of the substance that Spree had, nor any of the creativity, nor any of really anything. It's currently February 24th, and this is one of the worst movies I'll see this year. It sucks. This movie sucks ass.
Well, nobody talks like a person in this movie. During that murder sequence, that producer was like, I'm the establishment. You don't want to fight me. And I swear, one of the characters later was like, she's the establishment. We can't fight her. And both times, two people were attacked and they said, don't hurt me. I don't have anything. Twice? Like, did they get the same page on accident? And they're like, well, I'm not going to ask for my other page. I feel embarrassed. I'll just read your line.
Every line, Brad, you're right. Every line in this movie is like, I was looking around going like, this had to have been an AI writing, right? Because like of just taking the most generic versions of lines from other movies and plugging them in, because they're all like that. They're like, no one talks that way.
You bring up that agent and I'm like, I kind of like this character because of just how fucking cackling evil she is. Like, I'm worse than Mitch McConnell. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a high fucking bar, lady.
Kids even know who that is?
Remind me not to piss off Jordan.
Hate this movie. It fucking sucks. First off, yeah, I brought up Jake. What a nice guy. The way he just like, it's obviously, I want to be with her so much. Like, the fucking shit or get off the pot.
I thought they were related for the longest time.
I did for a little while.
They might as well have been.
They seem like brother and sister, which I guess just speaks to how much in the friend zone he is.
He's just basically like fucking slut shames her to her fucking face.
Yeah.
And you wonder why she's pissed at you.
They set up from the get-go what their relationship is. They're best friends, right? They're like, oh, we've been best friends since we were a kid, except that he is this totally sheltered snob who's like, even though he supposedly wants to have sex with his best friend, he is no question gay in my mind. Watch this. Am I wrong?
I mean,
here, like, everything about this guy comes across as that guy is not cis hetero.
I don't know if I got that from it. I just got the fact that he's kind of just a bitch. Like, he's just a spineless little shit. And it's like the same little shit that you went to high school with, or at least that I did, where it's like, I don't think people like this actually exist anymore. At least I don't like to believe that they do.
Right.
Yeah. We beat them all
up. This is a good reminder of whoever made this is a little dated, I'd say.
She's a wastoid party girl who's just like, let's get wasted. So I'm getting wasted. Who just does nothing but treat him and everyone else around her like shit, with not like casually cutting him remarks, but like cruel, disparaging, horrible shit, revealing evil secrets type of shit. And I'm like, the movie wants us to think these people have been friends their whole lives?
I mean, it says something when Hunter, the hookup of this character, who's basically just stalking her and just dragged along some poor other hookup of his, just to be like, hey, I want to feel something. I was like, you're like slightly better than Jake, but I also want you to die horribly. And I mean that in the most joking way possible, because also, fuck all these people. Like, the one decent person, I guess, is the sister, but she's also a bit of a shitheel.
Yeah, she's not great either. Even though most of that is them telling you that she was used to not be decent and never really selling you on the fact that she is now.
This movie's also fucking poorly paced, at least for me, because I know it goes right up towards 2 hours.
Yeah, which, wow, the fucking audacity to make this more than 90 minutes.
Jesus Christ. I honestly thought, like, this is going to feel like it's over 2 hours, and it did.
I've said a million times, I hate so much horror films that make all the characters unlikable as hell. I hate them. I've never really totally understood why anyone thought that was a good idea outside of laziness, of just like, oh, well, this is for people who want to see young people die because they don't like young people. That's the only thing I can figure out, right? Like, this is their idea of what all young people are like. And we're at the point where, like, that's just dumb. Nobody, that's just not how the world is, right? You get to this film where nowadays, if anybody makes a movie like this, at least they're like, well, if that's how you feel and this is the kind of horror movie you want, we're going to fucking massively kill these people. We're going to kill the shit out of them. We're just going to like chainsaw their toenails off and put them up their butt. And we're going to do all kinds of crazy shit. I don't know.
It's got to have some cool kills, and this had none.
Like Final Destination type stuff.
Yeah, exactly. This has none. It doesn't even the faintest bit of a cool kill in it.
Yeah, it's all boring knife stuff.
I know we can't really talk about the third act, but I hate it. Oh my god, it turns into the most stupid, unfunniest. How can I best put it? It's like the dumbest version of SNL's Dear Sister.
No, oh, I get what you're saying.
That's the nicest way I can put it. Because
that's a good way to put it.
This, the twist, the way it fixes being so clever, is just like, I put more thought into what I actually wanted for breakfast today than I think you did into thinking, this is the most clever idea. They'll never suspect who it was. It's like, oh my god, I both knew who it was going to be, but I also hate myself for knowing it.
I'll say this. I actually didn't see the twist coming in the sense that early on in the film, I thought, well, it would be really stupid if they did this.
Yeah.
So they're not going to.
Yeah.
And then that's exactly what they do.
That's why I saw it coming.
No, there's a line early on in here that the DJ Dreamcatcher delivers. It's like, oh man, please tell me this isn't what they're going to end up going with. And it would be kind of okay if the film in any way had reflected that between that moment and the twist reveal of the last 5 minutes of the film, but it doesn't at all. There's nothing here to make that feel contextual with the rest of the film. So when it does happen, you're like, there's covering a twist and there's that doesn't fit. And this falls into the latter.
I thought it was hilarious when they explain how things are happening with just, it sounds like if there was someone off to the side, again, they're missing the script. Just say something, say what comes to the first thing that comes to your head. And the actress or actor shouts out, it was this. And they're like, keep rolling, that's fine. And the AI robot on the side, maybe it's Blue, the chess-playing robot trying to get into new business, all like, that's fine with me.
The real killer is the AI trying to take over Hollywood, for sure.
Yeah, it was Cartman in the Osmo, $5,000.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go to final thoughts. Brad, get us started.
This is pretty dumb. It tips its hand about how dumb it's going to be early on. I really don't like saying that because human beings worked on this and it sounds kind of insulting.
They deserve to be insulting. They put this out.
No one told them make a bad movie.
We as a society let this happen.
No more society memes.
So no, I wasn't even going for that. I was just saying, look, us human beings, we let this happen. It is our job to ridicule human beings for doing so.
It's not scary. Really early on when she has her drug trip, kind of watching going, this is a really obvious drug trip. Nothing about this is inspired. Do people think this is what taking drugs is like? And I've never taken those kinds of drugs in any capacity. And even I'm all like, this is uninspired.
They're great. You should do them. They're terrific.
I will give it some points because at the end I got to put on my monocle and say, I recognize that Shakespeare quote. I'm so smart. And kind of probably channeling the director there for a minute. So I'm going to give this 2 out of 10. I guess it's fine. Ebony bird masks.
Fair. Adrian?
I did not like this movie. This is what I would assume being taken hostage feels like because for like an hour and 48 minutes, I couldn't press stop. I couldn't pause it because I had to come do this review. So I just had to watch the whole thing. And there's nothing about it that's fun. This isn't the worst movie of 2021. It's not. It's about 10 years too late, and it's the worst movie of 2011. I don't know why they made EDM a center point, as if anybody gives a shit about EDM right now, except for the people who die hard give a shit about EDM. It's also making points where it's like, yeah, we've been talking about this stuff, and this is nothing new. There's dated references. There's current references that just make it sound like an algorithm made it. This movie sucks ass and not in a good way. I'm going to give this a solid 10 out of 100. This movie fucking blows.
That's really nice at least to hear that you've had some really positive suck ass experiences recently to compare it to.
No Stockholm syndrome.
Jordan?
Though. What is it about movies centered around music this year that have seemingly been the absolute shits? First Sia, then this. Jesus Christ, I fucking hated this movie. I thought I found some nice things to say about it, but as we kept thinking, I was like, no, I don't really have anything nice to say. Because that's the more I thought about it, because I really do fucking hate this movie. It was a waste of time, and it gets so far up its own ass with the Shakespeare quotes, with the twists. God, fuck this movie. I hated it. I wish Jason Lee and Shit Weasels were here. I miss them so much. I'm sorry, Stephen King. I'm sorry. I give this 1 out of 10 bowls of Skittles with every Skittle color in there. Poor Skittles etiquette. This movie promotes.
I like green Skittles. I don't know. I'll never understand the problem with green Skittles.
No, I like good. Green Skittles. I'm just saying, she just only ate the one color. It's like, oh my God, you.
Yeah, and she's racist.
She's totally racist. So this is, it's so loud, it's distressing. Like, I mean, look, I got no problem with EDM. There's some EDM I kind of like. I really don't have an issue with it, but it's nonstop. As near as I can tell, it's not bad EDM here at all. It's just nonstop and loud as shit. And for someone who's not, this isn't their whole thing. It's fucking annoying. This is, as I said, TV from 25 years ago levels of gore, which is to say pretty much none. Really insanely bad acting. The guy who plays DJ Dreamcatcher gets a big speech towards the end, and I was like laughing, going, are you kidding? Like, really? You don't want to try a second take on that one? Oh my God. A really out of place and so hysterically pretentious ending. Like, the twist ending and what they put along with it is, as Brad was saying earlier, with Shakespeare stuff, it's so fucking pretentious. And I rarely throw that term around, but oh my God. It's so pretentious. This is like someone wanted to make a Bret Easton Ellis horror film, but forgot to make it mean anything. And say what you will about Bret Easton Ellis, he always at least is trying to say something. What is this trying to say? I mean, like, his films are, you know, really shallow, horrible people, and he's commenting on that. Are you saying that people who like EDM and music promoters are shallow, horrible people? From what I've read about the writer, director, it doesn't sound like you feel that way. So what are you trying to do? Can characters who are uniformly this asinine, uninteresting, and pointedly assholes keep your attention for almost 2 hours, for God's sakes? Do you even care they're dying? No, of course you don't care they're dying. I don't give a shit. And like I said, normally, if there's a movie like this, you at least perk up to see how they're going to die. But it comes clear very early on, it's not going to be interesting. It's going to be dumb. And the movie sets up a lot of, okay, well, like, things aren't exactly how they seem. There's something more going on, because your alarms go off of like, well, that doesn't make sense. It can't just be that sort of thing. And then when it comes to the explanation, you're like, is this a spinoff of the Twilight films? Because it got to that level of dumb and, like, bad writing where I was like, this really feels like... No, I'm sorry. That's an insult to the Twilight films. I apologize to those movies because those are more enjoyable than Dreamcatcher is. This is fucking garbage. And I hated it. I hated it so much. I'm going to give this one, and I almost never do that, 1 out of 10 of the only thing I liked at all here. And that's, like, the killer had these cool curved knives. Which, you know, you barely ever get to see an actual action, but still, I like the curved knife thing. That's kind of cool.
Hey, the final Twilight film gave us Dakota Fanning getting ripped apart by wolves. Don't diss that.
That's in that movie that makes me want to see it.
I've still, the only one I haven't seen is the last one. Now I've got to go watch it.
Stay tuned for our review.